It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Betting community likes the Browns better with Jameis Winston, and Nick's personal opinion, they're just a much better team with Jameis at quarterback than they are with Deshaun Watson.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I do.
I agree too.
I do.
I wonder how many of our listeners agree.
I don't know. And I, you know what I wonder more so though, Andy, is what does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you who didn't agree with us, Kevin Stefanski.
Well,
the week going into Deshaun getting hurt.
He didn't agree before Jameis played. Now, not that Jameis has been, you know, stellar. I love that word, by the way. I don't know that Jameis.
It's very you. It fits you.
I don't know that Jameis has been stellar.
It's a good color for you.
I do know he was really good against Baltimore, and he wasn't as good against the Chargers. And I think the real Jameis is probably somewhere in between.
Well, I think you have to look at the defenses he was going up against.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the point. And I wonder, okay, what's he look like the rest of the way? And I also think, what does he look like the rest of the way, and what does that mean for the future? What does that mean for the future?
I see, you know, we've had this conversation a little bit before, and I see where there is validity to watching him start every game for the rest of the season. If you don't think Deshaun's back next year, you need to have auditions for quarterback. I don't think that that's a silly concept at all. And you would think that, you know, he stands to have the best opportunity to do that next year, especially if Deshaun isn't able to play. If Deshaun is able to play, I know there are people saying he will never take another snap for this team. When I hear that he is not taking snaps for this team, I'll believe it.
Yeah.
Again, there's too much invested in him to not give him another chance. Sorry, I know you don't want to hear it. I'm not saying that I agree with it. I just understand how these things work, and it's just the investment that the front office made, not only from a draft stock standpoint or from a fiscal standpoint, or just, you know, from a, hey, we want to give this another chance to see if we can work, because we've invested and put a lot of the team's resources into this one guy, and we're going to let this thing, you know, play out as long as it possibly can. So I do think that Jameis right now has the best opportunity to be the starting quarterback next year. I agree. Jameis has the best opportunity right now, given the health concerns of Deshaun Watson, to be the starting quarterback next year should they decide to sign him.
Interesting.
So did you want me to say I was agreeing with you? Did you want to take a victory lap?
No, because I don't know that that's the truth. What I think is I'd like to find out if he could be. You know, if he plays well the rest of the way, why not?
Jeff, if he's the guy calling Hike on Sunday, he's got the best chance to be the starting quarterback next year.
Honestly, he's
on an audition.
Is he?
I don't know if they can afford. What's he going to garner financially next year?
That's another question. He's not Joe Flacco.
No.
And I say that from this standpoint, though I think they have very similar styles as a quarterback, he's not 39. And because of that, I think it's a different story. And I also think it's a different story because of the way Deshaun played this year. You know, he had every opportunity to just erase all doubts, and he didn't do that. And because of Jameis's age and the way that he's played in two games, let's see what happens the rest of the way. Obviously, if it doesn't go well, then they're looking for somebody. And though, Andy, we've been looking for somebody for a long time, and when they've had two guys that you thought were the guy, they turned out not to be the guy. And I say that in Baker and in Deshaun, because I don't think Deshaun's the guy. But it makes me think this. Your team is good enough right now, and I don't think it's great. I think the rest of the roster is good enough that if you have competent quarterback play, you can compete. And I think that Jameis, based on what happens the rest of the way, might be a legit option for next year while you look for a younger guy who you can develop.
So let me ask you this. If they bring him back for another season, let's just, I mean, if he... If he runs the table, okay, I'm just throwing the ultimate
yeah.
out there.
Yeah,
how say would he runs the table, how are you going to turn away from him?
I don't know.
You can't.
And to do that with Flacco, okay, I get it, because he was 39.
He had the playoff game also.
And he had the playoff game, but Joe played really well here. Colts signed him. Nobody else did. Nobody else jumped all over him. And the Colts have just benched him. Okay, he did okay for the Colts. I think his record was 2-3 as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw enough of old Joe Flacco to, and I say old as in the guy who was also a little interception prone, like Jameis. And they decided to go back to Anthony Richardson, which is not a bad idea. And so I get that. But, man, if you've got a 30 or so year old guy who comes out and plays like Flacco did last year or something that resembles that, I think it's something you really got to think about for next year. Jeff in Cleveland is with us. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for taking my call. We've got so caught up into quarterbacks because of Deshaun Watson. That's all we talk about now is quarterback. What about another position that's lacking in the backfield? And that's a running back with speed. We had a running back that can get through those gaps and holes before they shut. Someone with speed. That would help any quarterback.
Jeff, I would agree with you. You want a perfect example of that? Take a look at the Baltimore Ravens. They've got a young guy, Keaton Mitchell, who's coming back from a torn ACL, who last year really looked good. You know, he came on as a rookie and had that explosive speed that helped them. He complimented Justice Absolutely. Hill real nicely. And what did they do? They brought in Derrick Henry. I mean, that's beautiful, isn't it?
Derrick Henry is not a bad back. He's just got a little older.
He's a phenomenal back. He's still a phenomenal back. So, Jeff, I agree with you. There are other positions on this team that need to be punched up, and they will be. And hopefully Nick Chubb takes care of that running back situation. But you know, we'll see. He's just back from his injury, and I don't think you get a real clear look at Nick until next season, and I hope he's here for that. Anthony is in Elyria, home of those Pioneers. What's up, Anthony?
How you doing there?
Good.
I wish they still played good like they did in the late 80s when they were 10-0 with 7 shutouts, but that's another story. But, the reason why I called, I know everybody's all up in arms about this whole Deshaun Watson thing, and there's, you know, I watch all these different shows and hosts, and everyone's telling me he's done, but here's what I'm probably in the minority on this. I truly believe in my heart that guy can still play football. I just can't see him being that young, just and as good as he was. Because remember, there was a time he was in the top 5, might have been in the top 3. He just, and some guys fall off the cliff. I just can't see this guy just not, like, just forgetting how to play, you know, upper echelon quarterback in the NFL. It has to be mental with all of his personal baggage. And, you know, that's his fault. He brought that upon himself. But also, maybe the system wasn't good for him either. But whatever it is, I'm hoping the guy comes back, and I hope he plays well. We give him a shot, and I hope he plays well and then does what we brought him here to do. And also, one more thing. Everybody wants to put down Andrew Berry for bringing him in. But here's the thing about it. Before all this stuff happened, that's a brilliant move. If you can go out and get a top 5 quarterback,
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, so even though it didn't work out, but now they're saying that was a horrible, you know, his talent evaluation is not that good. I bet you any general manager, other than the guy from Kansas City or maybe the guy from Buffalo with Josh Allen or the guy with the Bengals with Burrow or the guy from Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, would have made the same move. What do you think?
I don't think there are that many teams that would have made the same move, Anthony, but I think there are plenty that would have. And what I think you're right. What happened here is that Deshaun didn't play as well as he played in Houston. I mean, it's that simple. Because if he had been that same guy, then it's all taken care of, right? You gave up a ton, but you got your guy. Well, yeah, you gave up a ton, and you got a guy who's not even a reasonable facsimile to that guy.
Yeah, and here's the thing is, we saw glimpses of him still having that talent. It's just, for whatever reason, he couldn't put it together, and I think it was more mental than anything, not physical, even with the injuries. But just, I just hope he comes back, and I hope this guy plays the way he was supposed to play and just give us what we need. So I just want to make that point.
All right, Anthony, thank you very much. I'm curious, Andy, and you have two young guys here as quarterbacks as well, along with Jameis Winston, in Dorian Thompson-Robinson and in Bailey Zappe, who, gosh, if we see Bailey Zappe on the field this year, things probably went terribly wrong, didn't they? Nothing against Bailey. But,
or injury.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Way, yeah. That's what I mean. It's either an injury or, you know, the play has been horrendous. I'm hard-pressed to think, let's just say Jameis plays fairly well and they think they want to bring him back. And that would mean, I would think that Jameis doesn't come back here unless you're dispatching Deshaun. I would think, I don't know. If Jameis plays pretty well, he's going to get an opportunity somewhere else. And I would think at this point in his career, if he agrees to go be a backup somewhere again, well, then he's labeled himself as a career backup. If he doesn't play well here the rest of the way, then that might be what he is. But if he plays well and gets that opportunity to be a starter, and the Browns don't guarantee him that, I wouldn't stay. Why would you stay? You want to make as much money as you can. You want to play.
Absolutely.
So I would, and he still could perhaps have 8-9 years ahead of him. You never know. So I would, if I'm him, I'm going to try and be a starter next year, wherever it is I go. But that makes me wonder, you know, are either one of these young guys candidates to be the franchise guy? And franchise, I hate that word to describe a quarterback. Let's just go starting quarterback. Who's a franchise quarterback? There are very few of those.
Right.
But I wonder, you know, are you going to develop one? What are you going to do? I honestly, it's one of the most intriguing storylines that this team has had in a while. Because, meaning, you got this guy sitting here who's supposed to be that guy. He hasn't played like it, and he's hurt. You got this other guy who one team thought was their guy, and then turns out he's not because they go get Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to New Orleans, play fairly well after you sit there and pay your dues for a year behind Drew Brees, then you don't get that gig.
Right.
Now you're here, you're playing, you're the guy, and then what does this team do?
So, you know? Dan, let me ask you a quick question here, just because, and I don't know if you know this off the top of your head, and it's just because you follow this stuff a little bit more than I think we do. Let's just say Jameis Winston, I'll go back to my original, you know, hypothetical premise. So let's say Jameis Winston looks amazing for the rest of the year.
Sweet.
And he runs off 7 out of 8, okay? And it's like, well, why wouldn't we bring this guy back? Fiscally, can they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The question that they are going to have to figure out is what they want to do with Deshaun Watson's contract. If they want to compete, they will keep him on the roster and continue to yank the lever. If they want to tear this thing down, they will keep him on the roster and or cut him and not yank the lever to turn his salary into a signing bonus. So can they? Yes. The question is, what do they want to do? You have the ability to do pretty much, you will have some level of wiggle room. You can do a lot of different things with this roster. It's just the mere question of what do you do with Deshaun Watson? Do you turn it into a signing bonus so you don't take the cap hit so you can get more guys in here? Or do you just take the cap hit because you don't want to pay it off longer? It's kicking the can down the road. So can they?
Stunning. Yes. Stunning they're in this situation. And stunning they've had him for 3 years and he's not played more than 7 games in a season.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.